A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Tesvav. Baba Basra 15a, pagination is 29, starting from the first line, continuing on our topic of Jewish scripture, and the question, Mi Kosvan, who wrote each one of the books, of the 24 books of Jewish scripture? So the Gemara says, Yirmiyah, Kosav Sifro, V'Sefer Malachim, V'Kinos. Yirmiyah wrote his book, the book of Yirmiyah, as well as the book of Malachim, and the book of Kinos, that's Eicha. Chizkiyah V'Siyato, Kosvu Yeshaya, Mishlei Shirashirim V'Koheles. Chizkiyah and his assistants, meaning the Bezdin, the Beis Medrash that he established and lasted even after his passing, they wrote the book of Yeshaya, as well as the others that are listed from Shlomo. Apparently the books of Shlomo were not finalized, they weren't codified, and this Beis Medrash took care of the final editing process. Also the book of Yeshaya, and Rashi gives us a little glimpse into all written legacy of these great people. Rashi says that Yeshaya, since he was killed by Menashe, lo kosav sifro, he didn't get a chance to write his own sefer. He obviously had notes of his prophecies. They put it together. It was authoritative enough that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Ezra, accepted it. It's clear that it's a holy book, but it's not finalized by Yeshaya. Shalohayu ha-Neviim kosvim sifreim alilifnei Moson, because the Neviim did not finalize their legacy until it was close to their death, meaning as they reached old age, they would finalize it. And in the case of Yeshaya, he was cut off, killed prematurely, so to speak, and therefore he didn't get a chance to finish it himself. Continuing in the Gemara on the third line, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the men of the Great Assembly in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, took responsibility. Kosvu, they wrote Yechezkel, Ushneim Asar, Daniel, Umegilas Esther, these books. And Rashi wonders why Yechezkel, for example, didn't write his own book. And he suggests that possibly since he was in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't able to attain the level and the authority, or however we word it, to achieve finalizing his own book. And therefore, his writings, his what he considered his finished product, was still subject to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola as they returned to Eretz Yisrael to finalize it. Ezra Kosav Sifro, Ezra wrote his own book, including the Yichus and Divrei Hayamim, the lineage, until his time, and that was finished off by Nehemiah. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Mar, Yeshua Kosav Sifro Ushmona Psukim Shebetorah. At the end of the last daf, we said that Yeshua not only wrote his own book, but he wrote the 8 psukim of the Torah with which it concludes that Moshe passed away. And that is a machlokes in our Gemara. On the one hand, Vayomosha Moshe Ever Hashem, Moshe, the servant of Hashem, died. Efsha Moshe is still alive, and he's writing Vayomos. Ela ad kan kosav Moshe, mikan ve'elach kosav Yehoshua. At that point, Yehoshua took over after Moshe's passing. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's one approach. However, Amalo Reb Shimon said, it doesn't work. It can't be that the Sefer Torah was incomplete and Moshe was giving it to the Shevatim, to the tribes, as a final product. Ela ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshev Omer V'Kosev. Until that point, it was the regular dictation that Hashem told Moshe what to write. Mikan v'eloch, these last psukim, agreed. They're different. It was traumatic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Kosev V'dema. Hashem said it, and Moshe wrote it with tears. And indeed, Moshe is being told that he's going to pass away, and he's recording it as such. And it's not a problem that it didn't happen yet, because whether we word the answer because it's a prophecy or because that's the truth of Torah, but Moshe is recording the truth of Torah, the finality, the closure, and Moshe completes Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Torah, authorizes it, gives it over to the Jewish people, and even though he was not yet Nifter, he wrote it because that's what Hashem told him to write. At the two dots, midway on the page, Yoshua Kosav Sifro, Yoshua wrote his own book. We have a problem. It says in the book of Yoshua, Vayomos Yoshua Benun, Yoshua died. So we have the same problem that we had with Moshe. In the case of Moshe, though, we said there's an opinion that he wrote it because that's what he was told to write. In the case of Yoshua, it's very odd. Yoshua writes that he died. It's not the same status as Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that Hashem is giving dictation. And the Gemara answers, Da'askei Elazar. Elazar finished the book up. It's basically Yehoshua's, but Elazar finished it up. So it says in the book also, Elazar ben Aaron meis. Elazar died. So who wrote that? And the Gemara answers, Da'askei Pinchas. His son Pinchas wrote that. And agreed, the bulk of the Sefer was written by a certain person, and it was finished by somebody else. We mentioned in the last session, Shmuel Kosav Sifro, Shmuel wrote his own book, and there's a bit of a problem. Voksiv, Shmuel Meis, Shmuel died. In the book, it says it. Who wrote that, and who wrote all the chapters that followed? And the Gemara answers, as I alluded to yesterday, the Aske God Hachozev and Nosan Hanovi, that God and Nosan finished the book. I mentioned that it's possibly a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Chavtes Chavtes. It's challenging that the Mefarshim don't seem to say that that's what that pasuk is referring to, but we do have a Gemara that says, either way, whether that pasuk is referring to this or not, but the Gemara does say that the book of Shmuel was finished by God and Nosan. Let's skip down to the topic of one of the books that's the subject of quite a bit of discussion, the book of Iyov, on the first wide line. Question that's discussed, we'll just touch on it, is who was Iyov and when did he live? The book of Iyov generally is this book of tragedy. Iyov is endorsed as a righteous person in the opening sentences of the book. And Hashem decides to test him and wipes out his assets and his family and afflicts him greatly. And his friends come and try to talk with him on different topics. And that's the essential book of Iyov until the end, where it says that Hashem restored him beyond his previous status and blessing. So the Gemara says, Rava Omar, Iyov b'mei miraglim haya. Iyov lived in the time of the miraglim, in the time of the spies, Parsha Shalach, when Moshe sent in the spies to check out the land. Ksiv hacha ish haya be'eretz utz, Iyov shemo. It says in the book of Iyov that he lives in the land of Utz. Ksiv hasam, and it says in Parsha Shalach, hayesh bo eitz. Is there a tree? And the Gemara asks, midami hacha utz hacha eitz. It's not really the same word. Hachi koma luhul Moshe li Yisrael, but this is what Moshe meant. Yeshno la'oso Adam, is that person there, sheshenosav aruchos ke'etz, that he lives long like a tree does, as opposed to grass, omegin aldoro ke'etz, and he shields, he provides shade over the people of his generation like a tree does. This analogy, utz and eitz, is interesting. It's not exactly the same word. It's almost like a little bit like a creek sieve, where something hidden is put in to give either detraction, like the word nesiim that loses a yud, or adds a vav to show emphasis, perhaps. And indeed, the Marsha makes mention of gizo machlif, the nature of such a tree, is that even if you cut it, it comes back, it rejuvenates. And Utz, Eov, is a hyperactive tree, so to speak. He may not have been able to protect his generation, but he was wiped out, and then he came back. Yosef ahumei rabbanan kemedi Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini v'yosef ika amar, there is an opinion, Eov lo haya v'lo nivra, that Eov never existed. Ela mashal haya, it was a mashal, it was a story to set the setting for great and insightful wisdom. And we have the one opinion that Moshe himself wrote it, and we have an opinion here that Eov may have never existed, but it was only a book intended for lessons. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.